What you're about to hear is the opening story beats of a murder mystery novel called Cliff Notes, generated with Ghostwriter by fictionflow.io. Chapter 1. The mountain lodge stood silent among the pines under an expansive sky. As I stepped out of the rental car, the gravel crunched sharply under my boots, a crisp intrusion into the mountain's stillness. The lodge, with its dark wooden panels and windows reflecting the twilight, seemed to harbor secrets. Pausing, I let the mountain air embrace me, its chill hinting at foreboding. The lodge's facade, weathered and whispering of untold stories, stood enigmatic, inviting curiosity. I pushed open the entrance, its creak resonating with history. Inside, the foyer was a tapestry of eras gone by, infused with the scent of pine and a faint hint of burning wood. Helen Morris, the lodge manager, greeted me. "Detective Hart," she said, her voice carrying respect mixed with caution. I nodded and glanced around, absorbing the details of the interior. "My room?" I asked, the detective in me already alert. She led the way, her heels clicking rhythmically against the wooden floor. The stories seemed to emerge from the walls themselves, echoing joy and despair, secrets and unspoken truths. A week ago, my world was confined to the precinct, routine and reports dominating my days. Then came the call. Adrian Wolfe, found at the cliff's edge. The crime scene photos on my desk had transformed from mere images to an invitation, a puzzle that appealed to my instinctive need to unravel the complex fabric of human behavior. Wolf's death wasn't just a case. It was a labyrinth waiting to be explored. My room was a blend of rustic charm, its wooden beams and fireplace contrasting the outdoor chill. I looked out at the wilderness, contemplating the secrets it held about Wolf's last moments. "Dinner at 7, Helen announced, drawing me back. "The guests are expecting you." I acknowledged her with a nod, turning to unpack, gun, badge, notepad. But it was an old photograph from my early days on the force that captured my attention the longest. It was a reminder of the journey that had led me here, now intertwined with solving a murder. As evening approached, the lodge would become a stage for observation. Each guest could hold a clue to Wolf's demise. My mind was already profiling, strategizing, accustomed to peeling back layers of pretense. This case, however, promised a deeper dive into human complexity, reminiscent of Wolf's own stories where every character was a riddle. The perpetrator, I suspected, would embody such intricacy. This was more than a search for justice. It was an exploration into the darker recesses of the human psyche. As the sun set, shadows stretched across my room, and I steeled myself for the task ahead. Alone in my quarters, I contemplated the delicate balance between hunter and hunted. Resolved and ready, I felt as steadfast as the mountains surrounding the lodge, a keeper of secrets and stories yet to be uncovered.